The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Mario blocked it. Lemieux heading up ice. Here he comes. Here he comes. Mario Lemieux. Hang on. He scores. You're going to love it.
I do love it. I do love it. Ah. I could just listen to Gary Thorne goal calls for 3 hours. In fact, I think we'd probably get better ratings if we just played Gary Thorne goal calls for 3 hours. NBC, call him up. Get him doing the Stanley Cup Finals. Good Lord. Do you have that Red Wings one again? Do you still have that fired up? Play that one again. That one gives me chills.
Lost it. Eisenman picks it up. Eisenman moving. Blue line chance. Score! Steve Eisenman!
Detroit wins! Oh. Gosh, love that Gary Thorne. And now he's calling home run calls, trying to make it as exciting as an overtime goal.
The worst part is it's the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
How did he get stuck? I know he's got
Well, he's a Baltimore guy.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He's originally from that area. That's why he's out there. But, good God. Somebody give that man a call and get him to call a hockey game at some point. He's got to be better than the people that they've got around right now. Got to be. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. We were talking last segment about role models and this whole Kobe Bryant situation, and I posed the question, and I want to get Scott's reaction to this, of, yes, we have these athletes, and yes, I understand that some people look up to them as role models, guys like Tiger Woods, Barry Bonds, Manny Ramirez, Kobe Bryant, and my question is, why at this point, after they do stuff like this repeatedly, because clearly Barry Bonds is a jerk, clearly Kobe Bryant is a jerk, clearly Manny Ramirez is an idiot, clearly Tiger Woods, not a nice guy, not a very civil guy, he's shown us that, he's a fantastic golfer, but not exactly a civil guy, why are we continuing to paint them as quote-unquote role models?
I think it's because people have a hard time separating the two off the field to on the field, because I'll be dead honest, come Sunday at the Masters, I was rooting for Tiger. When he missed that 8-foot eagle putt on 15 or whatever it was, I was disappointed. I was watching with a buddy, and
yeah,
we were rooting for Tiger. I didn't think I would be, but I was. Kobe Bryant has tons of fans. He's back to being the most popular player in the league. It only took a year at most after the rape allegations.
But think about backwards our society is this is the type of person we're thinking of a role model. And you think of a guy like LeBron James, who has never broken the law, has given tons of money to charity. The only thing LeBron James has done wrong in his life is he decided to go on ESPN to tell people where he was going for free agency. That's it. And people hate him. He's not a role model.
And
yet a guy like Kobe Bryant, who, he didn't rape her. He didn't rape that chick. That was proven. But clearly, that was not his first rodeo as far as cheating on his wife goes. Clearly, despite giving to charity, which I know Kobe Bryant does, he's not a nice guy. A lot of these guys, they're not nice guys. They worked hard to get to where they are. Let me tell you a story. You know, when I worked out in Boston, that was when I first realized how come some broadcasters who have made it so far are not nice to the people below them. Because I always said to myself, you know, why don't you want to help out people? Why do you have to be a jerk to everybody below you? Because you hear rumors about broadcasters in this industry who are not nice. They just show up, they do their thing, and then they leave. And at first you sit there and you go, why are they this mean? But then when you get around them, you understand. And the reason is they worked so hard to get to where they are. And they have so many people who try and leech off them and get up by using them to get ahead in life, that they've just decided, you know what, I'm shutting myself off to the world, I don't care if I'm a jerk, I'm getting mine. And athletes, I think, to a certain extent, carry that same attitude, which is, I worked hard to get here. A guy like Kobe Bryant worked hard to get to where he is. All of them did, except for Manny Manor Ramirez. But all of them worked hard to get to where they got. And they're not going to let anybody take that away. They're not going to lose that attitude that got them there. And a lot of times it's a chip on their shoulder that got them there. But when you have guys like Donovan McNabb, when you have guys like Peyton Manning, who are guys like David Robinson, fantastic role models, great people on the court and off the court, why are we still trying to focus on making people like Kobe Bryant into a hero when really what we should be doing, Scott, is just saying, you know what? Great player. I shouldn't follow what he's doing off the court, however.
I think it was Charles Barkley did an interview when he got pulled over for drunk driving. He said, you know, if you are letting your kids look up to me as a role model, you're stupid.
Correct.
Essentially, I mean, I'm paraphrasing him. But he knew. He said, I'm not a role model. He didn't want to be. I mean, there's a difference. You might not want to be, but you're going to be looked up to because of the way we are. I mean, celebrities, if you're in movies, if you're in sports, you're put up higher. I mean, it's just the way it works. But he knew that he wasn't necessarily the best shining example. He's look up to your dad. Look up to anybody else, not to me.
Yeah, I hear a lot that you sign on to be a role model when you sign on to be a professional athlete, and I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. That's not their fault that you're looking up to them because they play a sport for lots and lots of money. That's not their fault.
And it is tough because I know Ken Griffey Jr. would probably be the guy that I would say was my favorite. I looked up to him as a baseball player, and it's really tough when you're a kid because you have all these guys that you idolize. And, I mean, as a kid, even now as an adult, as much as we are, it's tough to separate still from time to time because when you finally meet somebody in real life and you just go, oh, that's the way you act. It's not perfect example, Dennis Eckersley.
Yes.
My last name happens to be Eckersley. I have an uncle who met him one time at a restaurant. Randomly, it was when he was still pitching. Went up to him and said, hey, my name's Dean Eckersley. No, it's not too rare. He goes, yeah, that's great.
Yep.
And brushed him to the side. That was it. It's like, nothing more, nothing less. It's like, wow, that is who you are right there.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing because you look up to him. They're on the TV. I mean, 5 days a week for baseball, you're going to see Barry Bonds at the height of his home run, the 77 home runs. Every channel would break away to him. Every 15 minutes, there was an update on him. So it's really tough to have somebody in the public eye like that and not focus on him all around.
Right, but at the same time, it's not the, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I'm just adding to your point. At the same time, it's not the athlete's fault that the media is focusing on him. It's not the athlete's fault that because of this ability that they have, they're getting paid millions and millions of dollars. If I was given millions and millions of dollars, now I'm a nice guy, I think. I don't think I'm a jerk, but I'm just saying, let's say I was a very selfish person and somebody said, Dave, we'd like to give you $3 million to continue to talk on the radio. I'm not going to change my attitude just because you're going to pay me more money. I'm going to stay who I am because you know what? That's what got me to that point. And I think that's the thing people are missing about these athletes. Sometimes athletes are great people when they're younger and they stay that way because that's what got them there. But there are also athletes, like I talked about last segment, who are that high school idiot jerk jock that you knew that everybody hated but was nice to because he was a good football player. It's the same person. It's the same guy. Just with more money now. And so I don't agree that athletes should be handed the job of being role models. You're either a role model or you're not. Now, like I said, there are great role models out there. And I think there's two really great types of role models out there. I think you've got the Tom Brady type of role model. And I think you've got the Peyton Manning type of role model. And I think they're different. Because here's the thing. Tom Brady is very out in the open publicly. Now, Peyton Manning's done a lot of commercials. Peyton Manning did Saturday Night Live and things like that. But I couldn't tell you much about Peyton Manning's personal life. I don't even know if he's married. I don't know if he's got children.
I think he's married to his college sweetheart.
I have no clue. But that's what I'm saying. That's one type of role model is you show it on the field. You show your personality a little bit on TV and things of that nature. You show that you're a great guy, but you don't ask for much attention. Tom Brady, although it's not like he asks for attention, Tom Brady is in the spotlight a lot. We know who his wife is. We know who his baby's mom is. We know a lot about Tom Brady's life. Just look at that little ESPN interview he had where he was crying on the air about not being drafted until the sixth round. Still feeling it that much afterwards. We know a lot about Tom Brady. We know he's a terrible dancer. We know he likes to grow his hair out. We know all sorts of things. But he's still a role model because he's a good person and all this stuff. So I think there are two types of role models that you can have in athletics. If I was an athlete, I'd probably go more the route of Peyton Manning. I'd want my personal life to stay personal.
There's one guy I think is lucky. He's kind of in that, you would think the situation where he's at and what he does, you would think his life would be a lot more in the public's eye. Derek Jeter.
Well, you know, here's the thing about Derek Jeter, and I have nothing to back this up. It's just my own personal feeling. I kind of think Derek Jeter's a robot in real life. And I don't mean that in any disrespect. I just mean I would argue that Derek Jeter, without any knowledge, without ever talking to the guy, just the vibe I get, and I'm a pretty good people watcher. I've done people watching for a long time. I think I can read people pretty well. He just strikes me as a guy that doesn't have a lot of personality off of the field. He leads on the field. That's why he's the captain of the Yankees. But I think Derek Jeter off the field is about what you see in the media and stuff. He lets stuff brush off his shoulders, gives you straight answers, goes on with his life. I think he's kind of a robot.
Well, I'm talking more of like his relationships. Like he and Minka Kelly, they made some headlines. But there's been a lot others before Minka
Kelly. But
the
thing with Derek Jeter is that what, and I don't want to say I respect this. I prefer this to an Alex Rodriguez type of situation, a Tiger Woods type of situation, where Derek Jeter knows he's going to sleep with women. Derek Jeter knows he's the shortstop of the New York Yankees, and chicks are probably going to want to sleep with him. So you know what he did? He just didn't get married. And that's fine. If that's how you want to be, just don't get married. That's all I ask. But if you're going to get married, you can't cheat on your wife. And there's just way too many athletes out there that cheat on their wives. Way too many of them.
Well, not just athletes, but people in general. But yes.
Wait, yeah. But they're obviously thrown more into the spotlight than that. But that's really getting off the point here. The main point I have is that there are role models out there. So why are we focusing so much on these guys who are not role models and haven't shown that they are role models for 5 or 6 years now? I just don't get that. When we come back, we'll talk Barry Bonds, this whole situation with steroids, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.